Welcome to Dodigawa Bookmakers, episode 245. I'll be talking about fiction quite soon, maybe in 2.5 minutes. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Susan Mills is an artist, a book artist, and teaches mostly in Nova Scotia and other places. She is also the host of Bookbinding Now, a podcast that interviews bookbinders and related artists, such as papermakers. You can go to her website at susanmillsartistbooks.com and check out her videos and her books. She makes a wide variety of very interesting books that I think you would be interested to learn about. And perhaps in your neighborhood she might be having a class or two. So check out Susan Mills at susanmillsartistbooks.com. And now, what have I been doing in bookbinding? That's a bad question, or a good question. It's a question I have difficulty answering. This is somehow related to my move from my old office to my now new, cheap, free office. But what I did was I piled everything in boxes, and then I brought them over here, and I'm going through the boxes. And while I was going through one box, I found an incomplete detective novel called Karakuri Umbro, about 8-9 signatures were sewn up, but it was not cased in or anything. So I decided I would case it in. I glued it together. I made the covers. I put in some end papers. And I made an incomplete novel, Karakuri Umbro, detective novel. And that is what I have done in the last couple of weeks in making books. One complete cased in novel, which is incomplete. I'm going to have to go through that novel and finish it, because as I was making it, as I was looking through it to see what was going on, I noticed I had made a lot of notations. I had written a lot of corrections and changes. So what it is now is it's my first draft of an incomplete book. So in the future, after I finish a few other things I've got planned and am working on, I will finish my Karakuri Umbro detective novel and case it in. So far, I have an incomplete cased-in novel. That's what I've done in the last week. Speaking of fiction, what have I done in fiction? Well. That I can very well easily answer. I finished Heart of November. I worked through it. I got finished. I finished it off. It's complete. It's ready to be looked at and edited. And after I edit it, it's going to be up online someplace. And I have to figure out how to make a nice EPUB out of it, because there's a lot of photos, a lot of pictures, a lot of typographical jumping around. But I finished it. And if you listen carefully, I will give you a present because I finished. If you email me at teidorigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com, I will send you a short story about a vampire. It's a very short story. It's maybe 15 pages long. It's free. It's for you because I finished a novel. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yes. Email me at teidorigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com, and I will send you an EPUB of a short story called Eternal City. So that's what I've been doing in fiction. I've been writing. No, I'm not writing. I'm finished Heart of November, and I have edited and have made into an EPUB two other books, The Priests of Hiroshima, which I have completed many years ago, and The Idiot Runs, also something I completed many years ago. But now it's been edited and it's a lot better. So in bookbinding, I have cased in an incomplete novel. And in fiction, I have completed a novel and I have edited two novels. And I have, of course, started on a third novel. Life is continuing. Wouldn't you know it, at the beginning of this podcast, when I began recording it, there was some construction outside on the other side of my house, and it was making a bit of noise. And now that I finished recording, they stopped. Maybe I should have waited 15 minutes. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.